RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
This is RCR. I want to welcome to the program now New Zealand First MP Tania Unkevich, and she's here to talk about Remembrance Day on Saturday. I'm going to ask her about a speech she made there, and also the Phase 2 inquiry is coming up, the speech she made in Parliament. Tania, welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, good morning. It's always my pleasure.
Okay, so on Saturday, well, you were remembering, I was remembering. I know two people who are dead now.
Mm.
I kind of know why, and it hurts, still hurts, and quite a few injured. I watched your speech. I think it was in Auckland, was it?
Yes. Yes, it was, Aotea Centre.
One thing that caught me about what you said, and I related to it, I think a lot of people related to it, is that you've had things happen in your life leaving you wondering what it all means and where is it taking me? And you kind of said you sort of understand now the direction that puts you on. Could you explain that a bit more?
Sure. Well, I talked about actually the day of my late husband's funeral 20 years ago, and I'm going, why on earth did a healthy young man die so quickly? You know, we had the perfect life, one might say, in inverted commas, and I couldn't understand why. But I just accepted it, and I just trusted that one day I was going to have to use this resilience. And in the 20 years since then, it's just been adversity after adversity, one might say, but I call them blessings. And particularly the last 3 years with the loss of both of my parents, that was really, really difficult. And I just held it together as much as I can, because I just kept remembering, Tania, you're going to use this somehow. You don't quite know how. And I wasn't certain I was going to be in Parliament at that time when Mum and Dad died, but I just held on. And now I know. Now that I'm in Parliament, I go, now I know, because I need this spine of steel in order to do what I have to do here. So I understand it, I accept it, and that's what keeps me going, truthfully. There's real purpose in what I'm doing.
I can relate to that. Going back to that speech you made in Parliament, which got a lot of attention, what, not too long ago, and one thing that people were really unhappy with in the response, or while you were making that speech, was the jeering and the, well, I don't know the word to describe it in totality, disconnect, I don't know, from the other side. I was fuming, man.
Were you? Well, it actually fueled me. It made me want to say those words even more. And as you can tell, my voice was getting higher and higher, and it was breaking because it was going so high. But admittedly, I had our team as well, my NZ First people and some of the Nats boys, they were defending me, you know, so it was going both ways. That's why it was really loud. But look, when a message doesn't want to be heard, they'll try and shut you down. And they didn't want me to clearly say those words. It was very important that I said everything I said in that speech. It was very deliberate, the words said in that speech, and they had to be said. So I was just going to get louder and made sure it got said.
I guess the reason it made me actually angry was because of the disrespect shown not to you, well, to you, but also what you were talking about, the people behind what you were talking about. And they didn't care. They didn't care.
And that's why I will get louder and I will keep talking and I won't allow anything or anyone to shut me down. And that's why the last 20 or 30 years of my life have happened, because it's what's giving me the strength to do what I'm doing now. So, there's a part of me that's got my father's toughness, you know, and they never gave up, my parents, and nor will I.
Okay, so at the end of this month, the Phase 2 COVID inquiry starts, right?
Yes, it does. Yes.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, as Winston said the other day via the Australian media, we're going to ensure that the truth comes out. And it's going to be a long time, right? The whole year. That's what we campaigned on, to make sure it was a year-long inquiry. And we'll ensure that it's not a whitewash. We will ensure that the truth comes out and that the truth is spoken.
Do you think there are people out there feeling kind of nervous right now?
Look, there probably are, but I won't focus on them. I remain focused on who we are doing this for, and I won't focus on the others, you know? Just keep focusing on why and who, and that'll keep us going.
Are you confident that we'll get to the nub of it all?
Personally, I am. I really am. I've got that much faith, truthfully, it's just something inside me that absolutely believes. And I'm holding on to that. Yeah, I never feel nervous about, oh my gosh, I hope something, you know, that something else might happen that will veer it in another direction. I don't feel that at all. I feel very confident.
Are you convinced, maybe that's a strong word, I kind of am, that this has been just a total disaster? There's no other way of describing it on every single level. Probably pull out wars that we've been involved in and the tragedy of war. Probably one of the most significant disasters in our history. Would that be fair to say, do you think?
The last 2 to 3 years, three to 4 years, you mean? Yeah,
well, absolutely.
On a personal level, yes, I see that. And it's hard to believe. It's looking back, it's gone quickly, but when we were living through it, it felt, every day felt like eternity. So that's why it's important that the truth is told, that we get to the bottom of why and how did this come about, and ensure that it never, ever happens again.
I had a text on Friday, and it was in response to a friend of mine, an old colleague of mine, died, and I was a bit unhappy about it, and played his favourite song. It turned out to be the favourite song of the father of a woman who died, and she couldn't go and see him.
Right.
On the last day of his life, couldn't go anywhere near him. Man, I can't believe we did that to people.
Well, my brothers were saying goodbye to my dying father and were looking at his dead body and weeping on the other side of the world. So it was only me that was at his side when he died. Thankfully, one of them got home in time when Mum died. So this is something that we must ensure never happens again. And there are a lot of people who are still suffering from the grief, this complicated grief. And it's important that they are heard and nurtured now.
A Dutch MP, woman MP, it was reported over the weekend, has come out and said, in terms of the European response to COVID, it was a NATO operation, a military operation. We need to know if our military was involved in this, don't we?
Well, we need to get to the truth, and that's what this inquiry will do. That's probably the best response I can give you there.
Yeah, I know. But I guess the point I'm making is the more you look at it, the more creepy it gets.
Well, I see it's the sadder it gets, actually. I just see how sad it is that this happened and that we were all put through so much pain.
Now, I looked around before our chat this morning. I thought I'd be curious to see what sort of reporting there has been of Remembrance Day. Crickets, nothing.
Right. Okay.
Why would they not report that, do you think?
Probably the same reason they don't want to hear me talking in the house.
It's news.
Yeah.
It's news.
Yeah. Well, we'll ensure that things get reported.
Okay. All right. So give us so it's the end of the month that starts, goes for a whole year.
Yes.
But the fireworks will probably be next year, right?
Well, I'm not sure whether they'll be progressively reporting. I'm assuming it'll be just the final report in March 2026. So that will give us what we need in order to be able to speak the truth.
That's an election year, right?
Yes, it is.
So that could be, depending on how that goes, that could be quite good for New Zealand First.
Well, it could be. Yes, it could be. Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, that you're leveraging it or anything, but, you know, timing sometimes works in peculiar ways.
Well, you know, here's one thing I love about New Zealand First is we make sure we do the right thing. And if the timing falls on our side, then that's great. The intention always has to be for the good of the people. And that's what I always focus on. Put the politics aside and focus on who we're doing this for.
Mm. Thanks for coming on this morning, Tanya.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, and have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye for
now.
Thank
you.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great-looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.